Now, I'm very much in my body, as well as my guests in the studio, because next week, the Improv Theatre Sydney is holding a comedy festival. It's happening over about 4 nights. Plenty of stand-up, sketch comedy, improv, musical performances. It's got everything. And we're going to find out exactly where that everything comes from, because we've got Marcel and Kate from Improv Theatre Sydney in the studio with us right now. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on down to 2SER.
Thanks for having us.
All the way down from Redfern to here.
Oh, it was a trek. Oh my God, I'm exhausted.
It's hot, it's sweaty out there.
I am sweating.
Really?
Just for the record.
Wow, good for
Let
you.
Let the people know I'm sweating.
Don't be ashamed of sweating. It's okay. but of course, Improv Theatre Sydney is one of those. Let's just go back, because if people don't know about it, as it's called, mm-hmm. by people who know, how long have you been going now? Like 5, 6 years?
Yeah, so this is celebrating 5 years as a company, which is very exciting. Yeah. We have a festival every year around this time. Mm-hmm. So this is our fifth one, and it's just. I'm so excited for it. I'm really pumped and ready to go.
Because you've been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty
you're like,
much.
You're like a
early.
Foundation member.
I wasn't one of the founders. Four guys founded it, and then I just got back from overseas, and they're like, do you want to get on board? I was like, yeah. And now I'm like involved in every aspect of the company, which is awesome.
And of course, it sort of started out at Giant Dwarf, mm-hmm. And invited people to come and do classes to learn how to do improv. I went and did one of those first courses, like the, you know, the way you go in and you before you pay the money and you go and say freebie.
Tasters.
You know. Look, it was good fun. And I did think maybe I should give it a go, but I bailed. I didn't do it. Obviously, you know, I regret it every single day since. But that's the great thing, is that anyone who has a bit of a knack for, I guess, well, not even a knack. You can just be anyone. You can just be anyone. You want to sort of get out of your comfort zone a little bit, have a bit of fun with like-minded people who are giving it a go as well. And you give it the opportunity to everyone to do it.
Yeah. And that's why it's awesome, because some people do it and they're like, oh, I'm just an accountant, but I just want to do something fun on a weeknight. And we're like, great. But some of those people will do several classes and then be like, cool, I got out of it what I liked. Some people have found something they never thought they would find, and they're performing as part of our ensemble, or they're doing shows like at Giant Dwarf or the Enmore Theatre, which is just wild how many, you know, opportunities it can open up for people.
It's so exciting to find a community. It's so, and like, improv has a reputation of being very loving and welcoming and encouraging, and like, it's a chance for adults who might have pretty sort of standard 9-to-5 jobs to be silly for a little while and to play some pretend. Like, it's for some people it's nothing more than that. For others it's an aspirational performance opportunity. They want to find more stage things, and others it's just like, cool, I get to play.
And I love that every personality can do improv. You can be a straight guy and you can be fairly dry, but then that sometimes works because you're bouncing off other people who are more bubbly or out there.
Yeah.
And it sort of works for everyone, and that's, I guess, where the opportunities come in to build a troupe, which I've seen a lot of it. It's where you all do a class together, or people get to know each other through events, and then they decide, oh, maybe we should do all something together.
Yeah, because we have our It's House teams, which is basically people who've come through the classes and then they can audition, and then we put them together, and they're stronger for their diversity. So if we have everyone from the same kind of background, it's like, well, that's a bit samey. But because we have people from, you know, different racial backgrounds or different, you know, employment backgrounds, it's wild, and it makes it so much stronger.
Yeah, nice and dynamic. And those house team shows down at the Sly Fox have been selling out constantly. So it's great to see there's that warmth and encouragement behind the scene.
Well, it's great that the Improv Theatre Sydney is kicking on so well, because now you get your own personal space up in Redfern next to our competitors, FBI. no, we love FBI. But you've got your own space there. Obviously, you can do your classes there. You used to do it at Giant Dwarf, but I feel like you've sort of grown out and decided to branch out somewhere else. And you're going to be doing the opening night there as well. How good has it been having that own space where you can sort of really sort of settle yourself?
It's huge. It makes such a difference, because even when you're teaching, so Marcel and I obviously both teach in the space, and hearing you're running your class, and then you'll hear the other rooms, and there's laughter and there's kind of fun going on, and it, whereas before we were in all different spots around Redfern, and then like you say, eventually got to a point where we were like, we can't do this anymore, we need a home. And now our theatre, once it's all renovated, it'll have 4 different teaching spaces, which will mean we can have lots more classes on offer and lots more performance opportunities, which is awesome.
But it's open for classes now, and it's just nice to be literally on the map. You can look us up on Google Maps.
That's when you know you've made it. Google Maps is the highest accolade you can get.
Totally. Until you start getting bad reviews and then you just want to get rid of it.
Hey, check our reviews, they're all good.
But this is truly an all-star lineup throughout the week. It starts at Wednesday at your very own home there in Redfern. You've got Post-Its on the first night with the Newlyweds, Ollie T and Frankie, and RTS Aussie Soap Opera, which mm-hmm. sounds pretty huge. This is like, how many people are in this ensemble?
So in our ensemble, we have varies on day to day between about 10 or 15 people wow. that are in our It's ensemble. And they're some are people who've been performing for years and years and years. And some are a bit newer, but that soap opera is going to be awesome because basically think Bold and the Beautiful, except it's completely made up and much more ridiculous.
Yeah.
And also with an Aussie accent. So it'll be super fun.
Yeah, for all the neighbours and Home and Away fans.
Yeah.
And I feel like this opening night at your home is free, which is ridiculous. Yeah. But
we're good improvisers. We're not good at budgeting.
Yeah, don't you realize how that works?
Yeah, no. Nope.
But it's a good opportunity for people who maybe, you know, are scared to let go of their cash for improv. And yeah. I've been to many improv shows. I love it. You know, I'll pay lots of money to go see it. But there's plenty of people who are sort of dubious because they think, oh, improv, is that like, you know, pretend comedy? Is that like making it up? You know, how is it funny? But then they go to it and go, wow, this is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, we've got a standard that we're very proud of because improv is a big question mark for a lot of people that only associate with Who's Line Is It Anyway? Or Thank God You're Here. Or none at all.
Mm.
And so this first night is a chance for people to go, oh, I'll check it out. Maybe they'll end up buying a ticket for the rest of the festival. Mm. Or maybe they end up taking a class. So while it's also a celebration for us as a school, we've been here for 5 years, it's also a chance to showcase ourselves to people who have never heard of us as yeah. well.
And then it kicks on at Giant Dwarf for three more nights after that. And Thursday night's going to be a big one. You've got Confetti Gun, who, if anyone's caught Confetti Gun, oh, they've done a lot of shows around the place.
Yeah,
I saw them
at
Secret
yeah.
Garden for a couple of years in a row
oh,
as
cool.
well. And they're amazing. That's a real, that's a troupe that's sort of been formed and has been going for years. That's Thursday night. There's also a special stand-up part of the night, yeah. hosted by Cleo from Cleo and the Queens, mm-hmm. but featuring Beck Melrose, who has been kicking huge goals over the
yeah,
last couple
of years.
Yeah,
she won the Royal Comedy Festival
that's
last
right.
year.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we're very proud
awesome.
Of Beck.
Yeah, she's done great. She's performing on the opening night as well with Post-Its, but yeah, she's doing the stand-up as well as Matt O'Kine, who we're stoked to have on board.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, obviously a well-known stand-up comedian, jumping on board to be part of this, but that's the thing, you get a lot of comedians who jump into improv as well. I mean, obviously, we may have started in improv, but then they'll come back around and go back into improv.
Yeah.
Susie Youssef, of course, amazing stand-up comedian
yeah.
who does a lot of stuff with this, right? I mean, yeah. she's still one of the teachers as well.
Yeah, she runs courses and yeah, yeah she's sublime. And we have Tom Walker as well, who's mm. obviously just recorded his special for Amazon Prime. So because we're kind of tapping into this, not just comedy as improv, but stand-up comedy. So we run sketch and stand-up classes. Marcel's our resident stand-up teacher, mm-hmm. and they've had huge success.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's been going really, really well.
Stand-up teacher.
Yeah, like
okay.
I was giving that a secret under my hat. Yeah. No, but that's great too, because it's a way for, you know, because we blend the two things, improv via stand-up, so people have those tools to use to create stand-up. Because there's another thing that people are terrified of doing, so if we can give them a safe space. So we have loads of people from our stand-up course performing on that night as well, supporting Beck and supporting
oh,
Matt. So they're stoked to be able to perform at Giant Dwarf.
Now, there might be people out there like me who like to think they're funny, which is, I know I'm not.
And
but
like us,
we all think we're funny.
But stand-up's one of those, I always thought improv would be easier because you sort of get an outline of what you can do. Yes, you can go explore in that outline, but stand-up, I always was scared the crap out of me because I just feel like, you're there by yourself. You've got no backup. Mm. You've got no one telling you what to do. You've really just got to make it up and make people laugh. Just you, no one else. How do you teach that? I don't even know where you start.
It's a tool set course. I make no claims to make anyone funny. Like I give them some tools and I give them some insights into the scene and to what it's like to be up on stage and some techniques that they can utilize. But yeah, I cannot go, here's what makes you funny, here you go. They can discover, they can explore, and they can try things out. But also, what the main thing is like people that have it on their bucket list to try stand-up or they've always wanted to do it, whatever it is, providing them a space they can just play in like a safe zone that judgment-free is huge for them, huge.
Yeah. Are most of the performers playing in the comedy festival local? Like, would you say they're pretty much?
Yeah, absolutely. Most are local, but we do have a few guests. Like, we have El Jaguar coming over from New Zealand. So he's originally from Canada, but he performs as his character. One of our shows is called It's Game, which is basically a partially gibberish game show, an improvised game show. So he'll be hosting. I'm not actually sure if he's going to be hosting it in Spanish or just in gibberish, but basically it's so ridiculous. And the performers are challenged to do all these ridiculous scenes. And because the host is speaking in gibberish, everyone is just like, yep, I'm on board, whatever's going on. So every time we do that show, it's often probably most people's favorite show of the festival.
Yeah. And El Jaguar's great. I've seen his solo work. He's hilarious.
And he's been at the Comedy Store and stuff like that. So. Mm.
Oh, huge. Yeah. That's on Friday night at the Giant Dwarf, along with the Plonk Family Band, who I remember seeing a couple of years ago. They just make songs some of the time, up from the spot, like just from suggestions in the crowd. I think when I saw Kale do it with Montaigne, she jumped up as well. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So Carlo and Wyatt Ange. And they also get guest musicians on board as well. And it's incredible to see. Like, it's one of those improv shows, and this happens a lot with improv. It's people going, oh, I reckon some of it was made up, but other parts they probably worked out beforehand. It's like, no, it's all happening there.
Yeah.
And it's incredible to see them. Like, all the songs are so catchy afterwards.
That's honestly one of the biggest difficulties is putting on so many improv shows, is the amount of reviewers who've come and reviewed and been like, oh, yeah, I enjoyed the scripted parts less than the improvised parts. And we're like, no, that's not how many. And you would just send, you know, so many press releases that are like, what can I do to promise you that it is improvised? We're not lying.
Yeah. You just tricked them, is right.
Yeah, exactly.
Caught you. Well, it's amazing. Really good luck with the shows. 5 years as well. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
If you're keen on getting it down, like I say, next Wednesday night, you can go in free, check it all out, and then buy a pass for the whole shebang, which I think is like $60 for the all, every, yeah. Mm-hmm. All shows, festival pass, $60. That's a bargain for four
absolutely.
Nights of improv. And then they've got a whole bunch of merch you can buy as well. Good luck with it all. Hope
Thanks
it goes
so
great.
Much.
We've got Kate Coates and Marcel. Sorry, how do you say your name again? Blanche de Wilt.
Yeah. He's fancy.
It is a fancy show. La la, but thank you both for coming down to 2SER, and we'll catch you soon.
Thanks so much.